section86.com. We're changing the world of podcasting one show at a time.
86 Productions.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Off the Mark, the only podcast providing the most in-depth insight and analysis into the world of professional wrestling. Let's start the show by discussing some recent news. I didn't even see this, if that tells you anything, how much I've been paying attention lately, but apparently Sean Morley, aka Val Venus, has left TNA for Mexico Wrestling. I had no idea about this, by the way, and Aaron, you were telling me that it was a big deal. I didn't even realize that he left.
Yeah, basically what happened was, that Thursday, he went ahead, had a match against Jeff Jarrett, and he beat him. I mean, it was an ambush-type match, and he ended up beating Jeff Jarrett, who is a major contender in TNA. And he gets this huge win, and then the very next day, he's off. You know, he's out of TNA. He leaves for some Mexican wrestling, corporation.
Oh, you know, he actually left to go to CMLL. That's actually a decent Mexican wrestling. He'll make some good money down there, and he'll do really well there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I.
Yeah, I do agree with you, Aaron.
But moving on to Raw, the very start of Raw, we had Undertaker and HBK, they basically had this 20-minute long monologue, and I was just kind of curious what you thought of that.
I fast-forward. I'm not going to lie. I didn't listen to anything they said. I was like, oh, gosh, they're talking again. Skip, 30-second skip. Oh, they're still talking. Another 30-second skip. Are they still talking? 30-second skip. I'm like, is there going to be a run-in anytime soon? So I just started fast-forwarding. I'm not going to lie. I was bored.
You know what was interesting?
What did they talk about?
The only thing that came out of that is that their match now has a new stipulation, which is you can only win by pin or submission. So basically, here's the thing. In essence, they're basically saying it's a no disqualification because there's no count out, or they're saying you can't win by a count out or by a DQ. So it was stupid. It was 20 minutes of them talking about nothing.
So what I'm getting at right now is that it's basically going to end in a draw. It's the only logical thing.
More than likely, what I see happening is that something like we're going to have Triple H interfere, or you're going to see somebody else. Like if all of a sudden somebody's returning, they're going to come in and they're going to interfere with Undertaker or with HBK, causing it to be a quote unquote draw. And so neither of them have a blemish on their record.
That's horrible. That's a bad way of doing things. That's horrible.
They might surprise us, but you never know. It's WWE. They do that.
They won't surprise us. I can tell you that now. They're not going to surprise anything. Unbelievable. I almost swore there too. I actually held back because we're a clean podcast, by the way. I just want to point that out. Anyways, the next match I did watch was basically that Miz and Miz Show came out and said that R-Truth and Morrison weren't even real tag teams.
Yeah, it was actually kind of funny because on our last show, we talked about how there's no real tag teams in the WWE. And Miz was on the mic, and he actually confirmed that. He said there's no real tag teams here.
Yep.
None.
Where's Crime Time? I mean, I haven't seen Crime Time in forever. And you know what the sad part is? They release all these wrestlers. They could have made them into tag teams.
Yeah.
That's what I didn't understand. They could have actually taken people who are in dumb programs and actually put them as tag teams. Of course, you know, that's a smart thing to do, though. You know, like, we got to remember, we're dealing with the WWE right now. It's not Ring of Honor. We have to think of the stupid thing. It's like, hey, how can we get Triple H's workout buddy to become world champion for a couple months, and then we'll have him drop it for no reason? Oh, that's right. Let's see what Sheamus is doing. Hey, Sheamus, you pale mofo, you want to go ahead and get a belt? Yeah, that, I don't know. I'm going off on a tangent there. Anyways, but yeah.
Yeah, but you know, the thing is, though, in particular, they had R-Truth and Morrison come out, and they basically attacked Big Show and Miz to show that they're real tag teams. What do you think about that? I mean, did that do anything for you?
No, yes and no. I mean, I was like, oh, that's awesome. You know, they came out. I was kind of happy about it, but when it was all said and done, I was like, you know, that match will not do anything for me because The Miz should have to wrestle twice. I mean, they should actually drop the belts now, the tag belts, or he should lose the – it would be funny if he lost the U.S. belt and to someone. We'll just say let's say hypothetical right now. All right. Let's say The Miz wrestles Daniel Bryanson for the U.S. title, and then Bryan Danielson wins. Then I'd be happy because you know that Bryan Danielson then, what's his real name? Daniel Bryan. That Daniel Bryan then could defend the U.S. belt, and I'd be happy. But the fact that that belt's not getting, I mean, every belt should be, every pay-per-view, every belt should be on the line. Anyways, I'm still going off on a tangent. We're not even talking about the show. So I'm still,
this is
how frustrated I am with the WWE. And don't even get me, let's just continue with Raw because I got something later for you.
Yeah.
Anyways.
So we have Legacy. Legacy, you know, we had Randy Orton against, you know, Legacy, you know, against Orton, or against DiBiase and Rhodes. Do you even care about this feud? Because my personal opinion is that they haven't done much to build it up, okay? They haven't talked about it on any other shows. They haven't given it quite the airtime they've given to Cena, Batista, to Edge, Jericho, to McMahon, Bret Hart, to HBK, Undertaker, to any of these. Mm-hmm. And this is, I think, a pretty big thing because these are two guys who can be superstars.
Oh, yeah. I think, well, the thing is also Randy Orton, I think, is an excellent wrestler. And when he sells for them, and he does make them look good. But I think that they put him as the main event, and then we're like, we're going to drop you to a mid-card. When he shouldn't be a mid-card, and that's my beef, because, you know, as much as I didn't like Randy Orton as a champion, it's still, that's a different story, but you put him in with his, how should you call it, his cronies, his women, his female dogs, and that's basically all they've been. I mean, they're it's kind of pointless to have those, the three of them. I mean, if they were still a group, it'd be one thing, but I think they're Pauly Shoring their stay right now.
You know, by the way, great reference, real quick, all right? But the thing about it is, I definitely agree with you that there's something has to be done. And they're saying that Undertaker and HBK are supposed to take time off after WrestleMania. Now, if they're taking time off, you have to fill that void. That's one person from SmackDown, one person from Raw, who will no longer be there. And you have to have people to step up into those main event or upper mid-card roles. And the thing is, I think Rhodes and DiBiase, because they have been building them, can be upper mid-carders, you know, to fill that void of those two leaving. But to be honest, I don't even care about the match. They've done nothing to really build it up. I don't think, anyway.
What, is so it a three-way? Is that what they're going to do, a three-way match?
They're saying that it's supposed to be a three-way, but I don't even know. I mean, they could change it up. Who knows? But the preliminary reports are that it's going to be a three-way match, and each of them will have their dads in their corner. So you'll have...
Gosh, come on.
American Three, you know, Cowboy will be there.
Is
so
Cowboy in that much need of money right now? I mean, that's why he's coming back?
Yeah.
I mean, that's ridiculous. Ugh.
So, but moving on to something more important, okay? More important. Evan Bourne is now in the Money in the Bank. Go buy the pay-per-view now.
Yeah, honestly, right now, if you have to do something nasty that we can't even discuss on the show, but we could probably discuss on Vertebreaker, just to get the pay-per-view, this is the time that you do it. You know, I mean, this is with Evan Bourne and Shelton Benjamin in the same Money in the Bank match. I'm just wondering who's going to die first. I mean, who's going to take that insane bump first? I mean, right now, we should actually, in the Money in the Bank, get a pool going and saying, who's going to take this insane bump first? And then we have to go after who makes that first bump. How nasty is it compared to all the other bumps? And we could get a big betting scheme going right now. Or not scheme, I should say, but like a good betting thing where people are like, no, Shelton Benjamin's going to take it. No. Evan Bourne's going to do it. Like, then we can have a wild card where it's like Evan Bourne and Shelton Benjamin do it at the same time.
Yeah, no, the thing is, though, seriously, having those two in the Money in the Bank ladder match, that's pretty big. And I mean, you have some other great people, too. You still have Christian is in there. Dolph Ziggler's, you know, I mean,
nah,
he's okay.
Dolph Ziggler. You know,
Matt Hardy is in there also. You know, I mean, so you have some pretty decent name people who are in there and people who will be able to wrestle in those matches. And that's kind of the big thing. So I'm very happy about this. You know, I mean, he got a very impressive win. So I was excited about that personally. But, you know, anyway, I think we overstayed our welcome on that subject. So moving on, one of the things that we would talk about normally is Cena McMahon. However, though, in our final segment, which we normally do a theme final segment, we're going to actually be talking about them in the Monday Night Wars. So, Andy, I guess my question for you is...
C. It's a C. It's a solid C. It's a solid 71%, I think. A C. Definitely a C.
I would give it a C also. I don't think that this really did a whole lot. So, but, you know, nothing. SmackDown, here's the other thing, too. I put the highlights of SmackDown for us to talk about, and there's not much.
Yeah.
They're really
you got Drew McIntyre and the Money in the Bank, which doesn't make sense because isn't he the IC champion still?
Yep, he's still the Intercontinental champion.
Again, another belt not getting defended at WrestleMania.
Yeah.
And now are both Divas and Women's titles getting defended at WrestleMania?
Well, first of all, do they need both titles?
Well, no.
No.
Crap. No, we're not going to talk about TNA yet. We're going to keep our mouths shut.
Yeah.
Because that's going to be a whole different...
No, but...
Whole different thing.
But Drew McIntyre, he got in by defeating a local Seattle wrestler, is what happened. He got in...
So what if that guy decided to break character and pin his ass and go 1-2? Is the ref going to stop and be like, what? Then that Seattle nobody would have got in. Why did he just wrestle someone who isn't doing anything?
I know that's it was stupid. It was stupid. But anyway,
what's Funaki? So, is Funaki still on SmackDown or did he get fired?
I don't know. He might be. He might. So yeah, that's happened. The next we have
we have R-Truth over Miz Show.
No, over Miz, and then Big Show beat Morrison.
Oh, there's two men. Man, SmackDown's gonna suck.
Yeah,
that's all they got, and they probably filled it with NXT promos and Raw promos too.
Yeah,
I mean, that's horrible. Horrible.
The funny thing is, the rookies were in their corner. For the Truth had his rookie and Miz had Daniel Bryanson. So
man, I'm wondering, you know what, if they would just tape it the same night. Oh, they do, never mind. Okay.
Yeah. Yep. So
and then we had Jericho and Edge feud.
They had the whole spear thing again. Edge is just going spear.
Is Jericho going to be like, since you like spear so much, why don't you go be a javelin catcher? You know,
it was really stupid. Basically, the only thing that happened was that Edge went to spear Jericho. Jericho put the world heavyweight title in front of him and it knocked Edge out. And then Jericho mocked him by going spear. So
this is
stupid.
Maybe he should have a spear and someone chuck a steel chair in the ring and have him just smash his head as hard as he can to crack it open. And he's going to crack open a cold one. And with that cold one, I have to give this show a D.
Yeah, I was going to say that, too. I was going to say that easily a D. There's no way that it can go any higher.
Oh, yeah. Oh, and getting on to NXT, you know, the show gets taped before SmackDown. We had Daniel Bryan, and Miz still has some issues. Now, here's the thing. I actually am digging this because of all the wrestlers, Daniel Bryan is standing out, and I think that's going to be very helpful later on. Because, I think somehow he's going to cause the Miz to lose one of the belts, whether it's the tag belt or the U.S. belt, and I bet you anything it's going to be the U.S. belt. I am digging that part.
I am, too. I really do think that the tension between Daniel Bryan and Miz is actually very well played. And at first, I was kind of like, about it, but... Daniel Bryan is a very good wrestler, and it hasn't shown that well in his matches with WWE.
Snap or tap. Awesome.
Well, here's the thing. I've noticed a lot of mess-ups in his matches. I've noticed a lot. And that's not saying it's his fault, but there's not a chemistry there, I don't think.
Well, think of it this way. If you're trained one way, the WWE way, which I think is the wimp way of wrestling... The soft wrestling. When you train for that, and then you get to a guy who basically trained under Shawn Michaels, and then went off and basically did his own thing, and actually trained where it was with the kicks, the strikes, so it was more like the Japanese style wrestling. And he also did the high flying stuff like the Mexican wrestling, which I thought was kind of cool. And I think actually they said the same thing about Justin Gabriel, but that's beside the point. But when you have one guy who's worked with these guys who've done the same thing, it's great. But when you put him in with a guy who doesn't work that style, of course there's going to be lots of screw-ups. It's like when when Joey Styles has to wrestle freaking Hulk Hogan, of course he has to dumb down his style. Huh?
AJ. You said Joey Styles.
I said Joey Styles? Oh, I meant AJ. Anyways, no, but like when you take basically someone who's, I almost screwed it up again. Daniel Bryan, when he was wrestling, I never saw a screw up in the match ever. And I think the fact that he's had to dumb down his style, I don't think he's used to that. I mean, I think of some of the moves he was doing, just regular moves. He's not doing that in the WWE. I just don't think they're allowing him to do it. And that's ridiculous because he is an awesome wrestler, but. Whatever. That's enough of my rant because I think he's a great wrestler and I think they're not using him properly.
Well, and I think that he can have some really good matches. It just depends on who you put him in the ring with. And the problem is you have to have him up against people who are actually faces. You have to have him face Matt Hardy. You have to have him face, you know, Evan Bourne. You have to have him face these, you know, technical, high-flying type of wrestlers, which, you know, Matt Hardy's not a high flyer, but you know, he's, you know, kind of like one, you know, or WWE's version of a high flyer. Yeah. So, I mean, that's what you have to have him do. You have to have him in those type of matches. But, you know, I mean, either way, though, they had a few, like a little bit of an issue at the beginning of the show. After that, they had the Pro vs. Rookie where they had Heath Slater taking on Carlito. And that was stemming from last week when Carlito spit apple in Heath Slater's face. So
right,
do you think...
Right.
Now, my question for you is this, okay? NXT, you know, you have 8 pros, 8 rookies, you know. Do you think that having pro versus rookie is the way to go?
Not yet. I think that they crossed the boundary way too fast. I mean, when Jericho and, I have to check again, Daniel Bryan fought, it was like, why? You know, like, yeah. I understand why they, I mean, like, in all seriousness, there's a reason why that's done. And I understand what they're doing, and I think that part of the program is I have no problems with. But when you key on one person, you have to make sure. I guess I look at it from the whole CM Punk thing. I can't remember who his guy is off the top of my head, but he's useless. There's no reason for him to be a part of there because it's not like he's going to shave his hair and become a part of the Straight Edge. But
are you talking about Luke Gallows?
Is that who it is?
Yeah, his like enforcer that he's got.
Whatever. No. Yeah. I'm talking. Yeah, the rookie for CM Punk.
Oh, him? No. I'm sorry. I was thinking of Luke Gallows.
See, this is how prepared I am tonight because it's a long freaking day. Anyways, but let's get right on what we're talking about. Heath Slater. Heath Slater, I think, has it, and I think if they would use his real name, it would have been a different story, because then people would know who he is and the crazy stuff that he does in the ring. Too bad he won't be able to use any of it because his finishing move that he used in FCW, holy crap. It's like the first time I saw the Canadian Destroyer, you're like, oh, that looks nasty. And then you're like, oh, that's not that bad. Except this one, you're like, oh, that's nasty. And then when they show no matter what angle they show it at, you're like, oh, that's still nasty. There's no, I don't even know how to express it's a version of the Russian leg sweep, but there's flips involved and it's outrageous. But if they want him to do that, whew, great. The other thing that, speaking of NXT, we're still on this. What the heck was the matter with the main event? It was only like 2 minutes long?
Yeah,
what
I
the
actually,
heck?
I took a look at it. It was 4 minutes long. And
yeah, so it was 4 minutes long, right? Right.
Yeah, and like you had your opening bout, which was a tag team match, and that was, you know, like 10 minutes long. But you give your main event, which is supposed to be the whole reason you watch the show, the whole reason, is 4 minutes long, which was Jericho's rookie versus Matt Hardy's rookie. And it's like, you know, what is the point in doing a 4 minute main event? Why not allow these people to show their wrestling skills? And I understand you have to show other things too. You know, you have your acting that's involved. I understand. But a 4 minute main event, I mean, I don't know. And the thing is, I think that Justin Gabriel, he's been impressing me. You know, a 450 splash from a guy that size, I mean, that's pretty impressive, I think. What about you, Andy?
No, I think he's great. I think that he has potential to do something, but I see him kind of being like a Billy Kidman where like he's not going to ever main event, but he will be mid-card all of his life. But he'll be that mid-carder that every time you see – like I don't know how to explain it. Like, I look at Kofi, and I think he's going to be an upper mid card, not a main event guy, even though he's main event, I think, twice now. But I just don't see him being that way. It's almost like I'm like Matt Hardy. Like, okay, you see Matt Hardy. When was the last time he actually main evented, since ECW was never technically a main event or a heavyweight belt? I mean, I just look at Matt Hardy. You always see him. You always cheer for him. Like, oh, right, it's Matt Hardy, you know. And the same thing with Jeff Hardy. You're just like, oh, the Hardy boy is great. I think that's what he's going to end up being, because he'll be able to do the acrobatic stuff. But I see him also kind of going the way of Jamie Noble eventually, where your body's taking a toll. It's time to retire, but I'm going to train these other guys how to wrestle properly in the WWE. Because I don't see him going anywhere else. I think this is where he's staying. I think, not in NXT, but in the WWE. I don't see him going to TNA, Ring of Honor, any of those places. That's where I think he's going to be. Like, you know, with American Dragon, I think that I wouldn't be surprised if he quits, but I also will be. So it just depends on what Daniel Bryan wants to do. Anyways.
And the thing is with Justin Gabriel, too, out of all eight of them, Daniel Bryan and Justin Gabriel are the two that have impressed me the most.
Oh, yeah. They're the standout. They are definitely the standout.
To me. The thing is, though, I don't think that they'll use Justin Gabriel. I really don't think. I think that Daniel Bryan will go in, and so will R-Truth's rookie, which his name escapes me right now, so I do apologize for that. But he's dating Jennifer. He's dating Jennifer Hudson, like they're engaged. Mm. She's American Idol, you know, and whatnot. So he'll probably make it because of that, because he'll get that recognition. So, but anyway, enough with that. Let's actually talk about something within NXT, which is that they had a 25% drop in ratings.
Which isn't much, though. I mean, they only had, 1.2, 1.3 the first show, mm-hmm. or the last two shows. So, I mean, it dropping down to, 1.1, 1.0, that's really not that big of a drop, because that's where ECW was the entire time. And I think that...
Well, that's what they don't like. They thought that NXT would be better than ECW.
They thought they'd get stupid then. See, this is the problem with WWE, dude. You know, I should just do a show about what's wrong with WWE. It'll be like 5 hours long, and that's the first part.
Off the mark.
Yes.
It's called off the mark.
Exactly. I mean, okay, so the first 5 hours is I'm just talking about half of the Raw roster. So it'll be, a seven-parter. Oh, then I have to do the executive part. So that'll be, nine-parter, 45 hours worth of stuff. I probably can do it if I want. Anyways, yeah. Let's get on. All right, so you said we had a Twitter comment, by the way. I didn't see that.
Yeah. Well, one of the things we ask after every WWE episode, we always ask what everyone thought of it. And Ring Rap, he commented on our Twitter, and he said that it was definitely a much better show than the past 2 weeks. And he loves the character build of Daniel Bryan.
Oh, yeah. I mean, honestly, I think this is probably of the three shows so far, this is the best one. Hands down.
I agree. Last show's was really good, though. I mean, what do you give it for a grade?
A solid B. A solid B. And it's almost a B plus. It's right there, but it's, yeah. If Daniel Bryan would have slapped Miz, like slapped him so hard there's a handprint when they go back to the backstage, it was still on there, that would have been a B plus.
I would probably give it a B minus, I would say, just because I think it's much better, but I still think that they do have some room to grow. So.
Oh, yeah, lots of room. Yep. But anyways, so let's take a word from our sponsor. If you want to make an impact online, GoDaddy.com has what you need. .com names as low as $1.99, plus world-class hosting, fast and easy website builders, and much more. Plus, when you enter the code POD149 when you check out, and save an additional 10% on your web hosting order. Get your piece of the internet at GoDaddy.com. Some restrictions apply. See site for details. And another side point, by the way, with GoDaddy, actually, Section 86 is going to be taken down for, I think they said 12 hours.
When does that happen?
They haven't disclosed it yet. That's the problem, because I think it's going to happen tomorrow. It'll happen on Thursday, 311 day, and they haven't told me. And to make a long story short, what was happening was I enabled hot linking. I don't know how I did this, and someone was hot linking a picture that I had that I forgot I had, and I don't want to say what the picture was, but because it's not appropriate for this show. But someone was hot linking to that picture, and it actually caused an overload on the server that we're using, so they had to shut us down for a full 24 hours last month. So they told me if they're going to contact me before they do, but in case you don't listen to the show until like next week, that's the main reason probably why. But I just wanted to go over that real fast. Anyways, let's get into TNA because this is going to take me a while to be nice. Anyway, so TNA started off with the main event. And I was actually impressed. I was like, wow, this is actually going to be kind of cool. And then I was sitting there. I was talking to my wife. And she's like, oh, let me get this right. It's AJ Styles, not Joey, and Ric Flair versus Hogan and Abyss, right? And then did someone run down first? And no, Sting came down all of a sudden. We're like, oh, Sting's coming down. And I joke, or the lights went dim, and my wife's like, what's going to happen? I go, Sting's probably going to come out, turn heel. And then I said RVD was going to come out and make the save. I was wrong, of course. And the funny thing is, I started seeing what's going to happen. I'm like, okay, Hogan's probably going to cut himself here. And then I didn't realize Abyss was. And she's like, my wife, I'm not making this up. My wife actually asked me, did you read the results for this already, or have you already watched a show? And I had to explain to her, no, I just knew what was going to happen because it's predictable. Anywho, what did you think of the opening?
Well, here's my issue, which gets into my next topic about Sting turning heel. Having the main event start, I can understand because that way you're taking viewers away from WWE because it's Hogan, you know? And yeah, he does bring in some viewers. He does. But the thing is, having Sting turn heel, I think, is retarded. I think that having him as a tweener is okay because you could have him come out and have him attack Hogan and have it and then have him attack Ric Flair too and say that, you know, he doesn't like what they're doing, but he doesn't like Hogan because he could say, I know what you did to WCW and I don't want you to do that here, because they've been playing that a lot. And so to have him come out and basically, you know, be pissed off at Hogan, but still be kind of a face, you know, be a tweener slash face. You could have him do that. Sting isn't a heel. There are some wrestlers that are not good in a certain way, you know, and I'll give you an example. Randy Orton is a very poor face. He is a very, very poor face. But the thing with Sting is that he is a very poor heel. So I don't know. What do you think about him being a heel?
I think it's stupid. I mean, Sting is not a heel. That's the problem. Sting is your face slash not kind of unpredictable, you know, like. He could beat up Hogan and then beat up Ric Flair, and he could have got away with that.
Yeah.
But,
oh, yeah.
But by him doing what he did to RVD, that was ridiculous. I mean, there's no reason that RVD comes back. He's the big signing that you got. He comes in, and then you just have him basically do the oh gosh, I forgot what's
Rolling Thunder.
Thank you, Rolling Thunder. He does the Rolling Thunder, and then he wins. And then Sting basically was in shock because, you know, he hooked the leg, so he was able to pin him properly. And he got the proper leverage. And then he went up and was like, yeah, Marv, you know, Rob Van Dam with a thumbs out and crap. Well, then, I don't know, dude. I'm so upset with how that went down. I mean, it's just, to me, it's ridiculous that they would do something as dumb as this. But,
and,
you know,
and here's the thing about it, too, in particular. Even Jericho said that was stupid to do. Jericho is a very intelligent person. And he even said, I don't understand how people who are so smart were able to ruin his character.
So what? Okay, so you said you have a question. What's your question, dude?
Mike Tenay said that he was the number one free agent in all of professional wrestling.
LT?
Number one. No.
Oh, I'm so sorry. That's NFL. My bad. We're talking about TNA still. All right. Sorry.
But it's, you know, I thought that was really stupid. But though, moving back to the X division, in between the Sting heel turn and RVD taking him out, we had the X division. And they had a pretty impressive match, a pretty impressive three-way match.
Very, very good match. Very good free match.
Yes. And yes. And then at the end of the match, Shannon Moore came out.
Oh yeah,
and Shannon Moore a lot different than what I remember him as.
You don't remember him in that gimmick? That's what he was last time he was in TNA.
No, I don't. To be honest, well, I didn't watch TNA then.
Okay, that's how he was when he came back. He was like a big punk rock guy, and that's because he never had any tattoos when he was in WCW, and when he went to the WWE and he was there for a while, he started getting the sleeves done. But when he came to TNA, I think the second time, or maybe it was the first time, he came back as a punk rocker. And he had like the big, you know, of course, the mohawk, the the eye makeup and crap. But yeah, that's how he was when he came back. So, but him coming to there was actually, you know, when I heard his music kick on, I was like, oh, that's awesome. Oh, that's awesome. And then I just started thinking of the possibilities. I was like, okay, Shannon Moore, he knows that, okay, I'm doing well. I have a tattoo parlor. I'm doing well. I don't need to do this. Hey, let's do some crazy stuff. Mm-hmm. And that's what he's going to do. But we talked about this. Well, this is the one thing they should have done. They should have had an Ultimate X match, because how many people really know what the Ultimate X is if they're a WWE crowd? If they would have had an Ultimate X match, I would have never changed the channel. I mean, granted, I did record both of them, and I did watch them both later, but I would have sat there and not done anything. They could have had 5 commercial breaks. I would have stayed there the entire time. At least that's just my opinion, but go ahead.
Here's the problem. Okay, TNA recorded their second show on Tuesday. That'll air this coming Monday. And they...
Whoa, wait. Hold on a second. Are you sure it's not... They're not doing Thursday shows anymore?
Well, they have a Thursday show, which is a replay of Monday. However, though, this coming Monday is a recorded show from this past Tuesday. And so the thing is that they should have done is they should have advertised this coming Monday, Ultimate X. They didn't
advertise that? But is there going to be Ultimate X match next week?
Yep.
Oh, that is stupid.
Yep.
If they would have been smart, they would have actually gone live next week.
Well, the thing is, though, TNA is they don't do that because they allow the people to, you know, go elsewhere if they, you know, wrestle on open contracts. Or, you know, some people, they live in other areas, and so they'll fly down for the 2 days and then fly back for 2 weeks.
Right. I understand
that.
So that's, yeah. I mean,
that's
I guess,
why.
I guess for now it's okay. For now. But they taped it on Tuesday, though, right?
Yes.
Okay,
Tuesday.
That's what I thought. I thought they taped it on Tuesday. So, and granted, you know, it could be great thing. It could be a great thing, or it could be a horrible thing. But, you know, whatever.
We already talked about RVD and Sting,
yeah.
But we haven't talked about the fake wolf pack that they have with Eric Young and Kevin Nash going up against Scott Hall and Six Pac. What do you think about that?
Well, the first thing I thought actually was like, oh gosh, I actually watched One Night in China, like 5 minutes of it, and I was like, I've seen way too much of Sean Waltman that I never wanted to see, and I was like, I was like, ugh, there's Sean Waltman, there's Scott Hall, oh, he looks like he's an old drunk, oh wait, he is. And then the fact that, I don't know, like then all of a sudden they started arguing, like, yeah, we'll see you at the pay-per-view, whatever. Then X-Pac or Sex Pack, whatever the heck his name is now, faced Eric Young, and Eric Young kicked his butt, which I thought was really happy. And one thing I gotta say about some wrestlers, and this is something for all the viewers, if you don't notice this, Sean Waltman...
Listeners.
Oh, viewer. I said viewers, didn't I? See, this is why I should not be listening to books, because I start saying I'm reading a book, and Heather's like, what book are you reading? And I tell her, and it's like, you mean you're listening to one? Yeah, whatever. Okay, anyways, so our listeners out there, not our viewers, or whatever you want to call it, one thing you're going to notice, and I start picking apart certain things, Sean Waltman did not kick out. You see a lot of wrestlers, if it's like they hit the three and then they all of a sudden do like a quick kick out or whatever, that's one thing that Waltman didn't do. And I got to give him credit. And same thing, we'll go back even to WWE, The Miz. The Miz does the same thing along with Sean Waltman. They do not kick out at the very last second or like be like, oh, and then they, you know, fastly roll out of the ring and be like, oh, I hurt my neck. No, they'll sell it. And I got to give Sean Waltman credit when credit's due. He sold that. If that had been Scott Hall, heck no, that would never happen. He would have not
unless
sold
it was
that.
Unless it was against Kevin Nash. Then maybe
then it's okay. Then it's okay because they're going to go out for beers later.
The thing is with Six and Eric Young, to be honest, when Eric Young went crazy on Six, I actually was I actually perked up and I kind of got a smile. You know, I was actually really happy about that. I thought that they did a really good job of making it look like it was real, you know, like making it look like there was a lot of emotion there. And so I think I give more credit to Eric Young because I think that he looks like he's a better actor and, you know, it looks like he's a little bit better of a wrestler. But to be honest, not so much the Kevin Nash versus Scott Hall thing, but I like the Eric Young versus Six thing because I think they have better, you know, they have similar styles. And so I think they mesh well better in the ring. So.
You know what I hate, though, right now? I hate the fact that now Angle is all about America. That's what really is ticking me off.
Yeah.
Because he's like, all of a sudden, he's like, I'm all about the army and the military because I went to whatever base it was and it changed my life. Yeah. I don't believe that for a second. I mean, I do believe that he's all about America, but I do not believe that, like, oh, that's what's going to happen.
It was so cheap. It was such a cheap face, like, you know, pop. You know, he's like, I love America. How many people are going to be like, oh, well, you know, I think America's only okay. You know, I give it a 6 out of 10, you know? I mean, how many people are going to do that?
Right,
you know?
Right, right.
Yeah, and then to have Mr. Kennedy, oh, I'm sorry, Mr. Anderson come out, and then he's like, oh, well, I hate America. It's like, first of all, like, that, don't have him do that. You know, you have the Iron Sheik do that. You have a Canadian or a Mexican or somebody who isn't American, you know, hate on America, because that way you make it seem, you get a better confrontation there. You know, so I don't know. I mean, him and Mr. Anderson, to be honest, I think the feud is okay. I don't think the build up to the feud is good, though.
Yeah, I agree with you. But also, yeah, going back to, okay, so we had the main event, right? The main event's going on now for both shows. Is that what happened? They went at the same time?
Yes.
Okay, so they go at the same time, right? And they have, again, Hogan, Abyss versus Flair, and AJ Styles, not Joey again. Saw that the first half, didn't care for it, didn't care for the second half, and I didn't even care for the Cena McMahon thing either that was going on at the same time. Not care.
Here's the thing. At the very end, when Hogan threw AJ Styles into Abyss, and Abyss gave him the black hole bomb, I think is what it is, the black hole slam.
Yeah.
AJ Styles, first of all, he is the best wrestler in the business today, in my opinion. He is the
best. Definitely, yes.
He makes everything look awesome. And I mean, he can play a heel, he can play a face. I mean, he's kind of like Jericho in a way, where he does good for either, you know. He can play either very well. And AJ Styles is just phenomenal. Wink, wink.
I agree. Yes, you're right. AJ Styles, phenomenal. I guess what I was jumping the gun on this, but one thing I will say, main event was very, I basically called everything because I was waiting. I'm like, I wonder when Jeff Hardy's going to show. I take that back. I actually was wondering when RVD was going to show, because I missed that part where RVD came out at that time. I was like, I wonder when RVD's going to show. I wonder when Jeff Hardy's going to show. All of a sudden the music kicked and everyone went nuts. I'm like, is that Hardy or who is that? Then all of a sudden I realized, oh, it is Hardy, you know, and you know, I don't know, like, I'm happy that Hardy's back, but the hairdo, kind of weird, looked like he had a wig on and crap, and then they cut away right before he was about to do the swanton to AJ.
I know,
so you agree with me, it's like, okay, they were about to do it, and they cut away, and the thing is, TNA, that was very smart, and because that was smart, I got to give the show, for its first time on Monday night, or no, I'm sorry, the third time, right? Second time on Monday night, I actually got to give this a B, because I can't give it a C, because it wasn't, I actually watched it, which is the funny part. I even watched the women's match, if that tells you anything.
Their women are better wrestlers, but that's another topic.
And
but
I was like, ooh, Daphne.
Oh, you know what?
Okay, what were you saying about Daphne?
I actually like Daphne.
I agree with you. I kind of got a little she's kind of hot.
Yeah. You know, and I give the show a B, too. I mean, it's kind of weird because we're agreeing on everything, but I give it a B. But anyway, the topic that we wanted to talk about, of course, even though we already talked about the vast majority of it, are the Monday Night Wars Part 2.
Yes.
Now, the start of the shows, HBK and Taker against Hogan and Flair. Which one do you want to watch?
I'd have to say Hogan Flair this time, just this time, because it's on a different show. If it would have been on WWE, I would have watched it. But
yeah,
you got to watch the TNA first show, and it's because it's I know it's their second show, but I consider this the first part of the Monday Night Wars, because it's going to be every Monday now. So yes. I got to give that one, just because of that. I have to give it to TNA on that one.
Now
we talked about so we got the middle part. We got the X Division, RVD. Versus the women's tag match and Legacy. Now, on that, I still got to go with TNA on that one.
Exactly. I mean, X Division, the thing is, you know, I mean, it's cruiserweights. I mean, that's all, it, for the most part, it's normally cruiserweights. But, you know, as they say, it's not about having, you know, weight limits. It's about having no limits, you know. And, you know, the X Division against a women's tag match, no contest. And against Legacy, you know, a little bit, but not much.
Yeah, that's still not doing anything for me.
Yeah,
it's not
and the the main event was Cena against McMahon against Hogan and Flair again. Which one do you want to watch?
Well, I'm going to watch Cena. I'm actually going to watch Cena versus McMahon because I've already seen that main event. That's the problem. That was the big problem they did. I already saw that main event, but when I kept on hearing, we're going to stay until this thing ends no matter what. We are staying it until it ends. Okay, so if I hear that they're staying until it ends, that means something big is going to happen. Of course I want to watch Cena McMahon, and I was bored with it. I was really bored with it. So I turned it back over to TNA, and then I was like, oh, this is interesting. Okay, now there's going to be some run-ins, and that's what I was thinking the entire time. There's going to be some run-ins. All right, who we got running in? And then, you know, they had the run-ins, and I was like, okay, they need a big thing to happen right now. And then that's when I was like, wonder where RVD is. I wonder where Jeff Hardy is. And then all of a sudden, I see Jeff Hardy, and I was like, that's awesome. You know, that's awesome. I was kind of hoping we'd see Shane Helms come out, you know, and then do the Vertebreaker.
But, he's got another 90 days or 80 days.
Well, what is he down to, what, like 74?
Yeah. But, you know, here's the thing, though. There was an sports entertainment scoops poll, which over 3,000 people answered which show was better. 57% said TNA and 43% said WWE. Do you agree with those numbers?
For the first show, I do agree that TNA did put out the better show this week. I think all in all, they put out the better show. Just that one show. WWE, though, as a whole, I think they put out the best. For the week of wrestling, they put out the better shows, personally. That's what I thought. Because of NXT. If it wasn't because of NXT, then they would have TNA definitely all the way.
I think that's the biggest thing, though, that you pointed out is TNA, or NXT, I mean, because NXT are new wrestlers. That's the biggest thing. TNA is basically new wrestlers with a few familiar faces. You know, you have Hogan and Flair, of course. You're going to have Jeff Hardy and, you know, Mr. Anderson and Kurt Angle. But you have new stars like AJ Styles and, you know, Kazarian and Christopher Daniels and people like that coming out. So, and one of the biggest things, too, that I really wanted to point out before we go is that people have been harping about the ratings because TNA has they only got what 1.0
on their first show.
Here's the thing I would say about that. WCW, all they did were they focused on the ratings, and if they didn't have the top ratings, then, you know, they were like, oh, well, we obviously lost. And WWF at the time, what they focused on instead is that they focused on the building of the characters. That's the biggest thing. So I think that TNA is doing a really good job. And something I noticed too, and I don't know if anybody else noticed this or if you, but when I switched from TNA to WWE to watch it, it felt like a very, very different show. It seemed like TNA was more grown up and WWE was toned down. I don't know. I mean, that's kind of my final thoughts on it. What do you think, Andy?
I do agree with you with WWE toning it down. That's a different show. We'll have to talk about that on next week's show, I think. Let's put that as one of the topics. Let's talk about the styles between these two shows. We need to talk about that, definitely. Anyways, overall, TNA, I think, won this week, even though in the ratings, WWE won. But anyways, I want to thank for everyone who's talked to us over Twitter. We've had a great response over Twitter. That's OffTheMark86. And you can also catch Aaron at AP Hughes and myself at AHughes86 as well. Great. We've had a great response. Oh, we got to give a big shout out to FTWNews.com and also FTW News for their Twitter. One thing, they actually quoted Aaron. They said Mr. Hughes, which I think is funny because, of course, you don't know who each one of us, you know, are. But that's the funny part. So Aaron actually got quoted from them. And it said Mr. Hughes. I was like, sweet, what did I say? And then I'm like, oh, that's crap. It's something what Aaron said. So I was like, oh. I'm like, but then I was excited because I was like, oh, and I called you right away. I was like, hey, that's pretty cool that they did that. So we got to give them a big shout out. If you want some really good wrestling information, FTWNews.com, they have it right there. And they're actually going to be putting out a podcast, too, in the next few weeks. I can't remember. Is it WrestlingRageZone.com? Is that what it is? Or
I think so, but okay. We could be wrong. So
we'll put that. We'll put that in the show notes along with their Twitter account, so you can check them out as well. But first of all, I want to say we're gonna have to cut the show because battery life is running out. Anyway, so we're gonna go ahead and shut the show down. I think we've talked enough about everything that happened on the first Monday Night Wars or the second one. All right. So first of all, Aaron, I want to say thanks for coming on the show.
Thank you for having me, as always.
All right, and of course, I want to thank all of our listeners out there. And I also want to thank Section 86 for hosting the podcast and 86 Productions for all the editing they do. And, well, until next time, we're tagging out.